95.7 The Hog, The Morning Hog. Hey, you know what? It's Morning Hog Happy Hour. That's as good a time as any, really, for a Morning Hog Brew Review with that guy, Josh S.R. Perot. Yeah, baby. Welcome back.
What's up?
Dry January, pal.
Yeah, buddy.
So I've been really thirsty because it's dry, right?
Right.
And you brought us a cure for the thirst.
I did. So last couple weeks, we have so many options for non-alcoholic beers now, it's ridiculous, right?
Right.
You know, we've already had 2 weeks worth. Here's the third week. And we'll have one more week after this.
Look out.
Keeps you kind of, you know, some options all the way through January. Yeah. That way you don't have to do one. You get to try out a whole bunch of different ones, see what you like, stuff like that.
It's brilliant.
So we have a couple classics.
Okay.
And one or two you may not have heard of.
All right.
So we're going to start off with, like, the OG, Klosthaller.
Oh,
I remember you like this one.
I do.
Yep. This has been around since 1979,
Ooh.
Which, you know, you don't really think about NAs being around that space.
Not
you know,
much older than me.
But this is a German imported.
Mmm.
Okay.
Right. Yummy, yummy. Klosthaller in my tummy.
I don't even think that rhymes, man.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad you said it, you know, early. Get that out of the way.
Yeah.
So we won't spit our beer out. Okay. Smells like a beer.
Ooh, yes.
Oh, that's... It's kind of sweet.
Yep. So it has a nice malty background to it. Like I said, this is the OG, one of the first ones out there. So they know what they're doing. So this is Klosthaller Original. They actually have quite a few different varieties out there. They have a dry hopped version, which is going to obviously be a little bit hoppier.
Okay.
They have their ISO pack, which I think we've tried in the past, that has some special stuff going on with it. You'd have to Google it. And it's a whole thing.
Yeah, you do your own research.
Yeah, on that particular one. But like I said, this is the OG. It tastes like some other beers we've had in the past.
Yeah.
I'm not going to name them or anything like that. But, you know, very, very familiar tasting. Let's put it that way.
It does. And I like that sweet, well, it's not a finish, really. It's just it's right up front.
Yeah.
But right, it just it tastes like beer.
Right.
Yeah. Which is what you want when you have an NA.
Of course.
You want the beer taste. And, you know, none of the hassles of inebriation or passing out.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, if with Klosthaller not being necessarily a household name.
Right.
If you want to have any beer and you don't want people, like, you know, kind of vain about it and you don't want people judging about what you're drinking and stuff, they don't know that's an NA.
No,
that's right. You
know, it's a green bottle with a white label. It looks like a beer. Tastes like a beer. You can act drunk if you want to.
Yeah, but,
your breath will smell like beer.
Right. Yeah.
You can sing off key in karaoke or tell a bad joke.
Yeah, you can get the hiccups.
Uh-oh. Look at this.
Oh, gosh.
Look out. See?
I just figured you were drunk 24/7. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's residual from his Thursday night bender.
But, you know, we've talked about, like, the process of NAs is whether or not it's brewed without alcohol or it's brewed with alcohol and then removed. I'm not particularly sure with this Klosthaller in general, but it tastes like beer.
And the ones we've had so far,
even on the exhale,
that one stands out. That's a standout flavor in a good way.
You think they've been doing this since 1979? I think that was the year Steve was born, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's right. The '70s,
the year after.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, yeah. Very close though.
Wow.
Look at that.
Pretty good.
I got socks from the '70s. I don't want to talk about it.
I would say happy birthday, but I don't want to.
No, don't say happy birthday yet.
Wait, yeah, I don't want to.
Crack another beer first before you get to the celebrations.
You know what? Let's go with another OG.
Okay.
Okay. Let's do it.
So this is gonna be Coors Edge.
Okay.
Right. Oh, is it? No.
Maybe. I wasn't going to test it.
This is
always do.
No, this is, is this related to the Ford Edge?
No.
Okay. I'm just checking.
So this used to, if I'm not mistaken, this used to be just called Coors Non-Alcoholic.
Okay.
You know, they went through kind of a rebrand phase about 2 or 3 years ago.
Right.
And landed on Coors Edge.
Do you think that there was like a meeting or something in the Coors thing and they were like, we don't like the word non. Let's get that out.
I mean, it's still on the label, so necessarily, but, you know.
Oh, that's a very friendly and familiar aroma as well.
Ooh.
I mean,
it's not far off.
We talk a lot about this. I don't know that I would. You would know. Josh's an expert. I'm not. I wouldn't know.
I think you're getting to that level, buddy.
Ooh.
You know?
I can feel it does have a creamy smoothness.
There you go. Smoothness. I like that. Right. Easy drinking.
Right.
The crazy thing about these NA beers is, like, this one is only 60 calories.
Okay.
So, you know, you're not only you're not getting any alcohol, you're getting lower calorie stuff. So for dry January, if you're looking for that kind of that healthier alternative.
Sure.
You know, this is it's a great alternative.
It's weird that you mentioned that because when I put on my Bill Belichick tribute shirt today, I realized that it kind of has that bottom that kind of puffs out. And I was like, that's beer calories.
beer.
I got to shave those down. So thank you for the 60.
Yeah, you know, just do what I can.
I appreciate that. Kind of whip me into shape. Now, these obviously are available in a lot of places.
Yeah, with them being kind of the OGs out there, they're pretty widely available. Publix, Total Wine, some ABCs, or as always, the easiest way to find this stuff is on our website.
srparrot.com/beerfinder.
Whoa.
Did he just take your line?
I did.
We worked it out this year where if I'm in mid-sip,
I mean, I got it covered.
All right. You know what I mean? I dig it.
Yeah.
We're like
a duo. Oh, okay.
Gosh.
We didn't rehearse that part. All right, well, stick around. We got more dry January goodness coming up on the Morning Hog Brew Review on 95.7 The Hog.